This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. San Luis Obispo is facing a shortage of COVID-19 vaccines, and public health officials say because of that, some upcoming first vaccine appointments have been canceled for next week. KCBX's Angel Russell toured a vaccination clinic.
Everyone feeling okay after your vaccine?
400 to 600 people daily are getting a vaccine at the Paso Robles Clinic. But Josh Taylor with the SLO County Incident Management Team says they can easily handle doing 1,000 a day at this location, but they're at the mercy of the state.
We keep asking and we just haven't received it, so we get what we get.
Because the state's allocation was not as large as expected this week, the county isn't taking any new first-time appointments for next week. But Taylor says people can get the vaccine from other sites, such as Albertsons and French Hospital.
Ultimately, that would be ideal, is that we could take some of this workload off of us. This is kind of daunting when you come through this. It's if you're not used to it.
Going through the county clinic has multiple steps, from checking in to verify you're a county resident with an appointment, then on to paperwork, then a medical check, then the vaccine, and finally ending in a 15 to 30 minute rest area where you wait to see if you have any reactions to the shot. Charles Brown with CAL FIRE says so far only one person has had a negative reaction.
So in the 6,500 doses that we've given here at this pod, we've only had one anaphylactic reaction, and it was a mild allergic reaction.
The vaccines are stored in a closely monitored refrigerator. Grant Frumter is the guy who hands them off to be administered. He says at first it was intimidating since he knows how valuable every vial is.
I mean, at times I guess you feel like you're pulling it out and it's like a bomb that you're holding, but once you get over that, it's something that you deal with just as a job in this position. Any position throughout the whole process is very important.
County officials say they'll keep asking the state for more vaccines and are hopeful that soon they'll be able to administer up to their clinic's potential. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.